Best Cozy Board Games of 2026, Calico, Cascadia Patchwork and the Relaxation Gaming Revolution. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Cozy board games have become the fastest growing aesthetic in tabletop gaming, featuring cooperative play, no-loss mechanics and nature-inspired themes that prioritize meditative pacing over competition. The burnout is real and board games hurt you. Walk into any game cafe or hobby shop in 2026 and you'll notice a shift. Fewer dice towers bristling with aggression, more pastel hexagons and quilted patterns. Players are whispering, leaning close, moving pieces with the quiet focus of people making something beautiful together. Nobody's keeping score. Nobody's asterisk losing. For the first time in board gaming history, winning means something completely different. It means creating a landscape nobody else could make. Sewing a quilt that's unmistakably yours, watching cats curl up on patches you stitch together just right. This is the cozy game revolution. And it's remaking what tabletop gaming means for millennials and Gen Z who are exhausted. Cozy games say, yes, you can sit with people and play something that matters not because someone beats someone else, but because for 45 minutes you build something that makes you feel less alone. You walk away gentler. That's the win. If you've been watching Cascadia win every major award or seeing Calico and Patchwork pop up on gift guides meant for people who aren't really gamers, you've been watching a category explode. And if you're looking for your first cozy game or your fifth, this guide is your permission to play softly and come home restored. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a game cozy? And why does it hit so different right now? A cozy game is not just a low-stakes game. It's a specific design philosophy. Players cannot fail, mechanics reward patience and creativity over speed, and the aesthetic usually nature-inspired, hand-drawn, warm-toned whispers rather than shouts. You won't see loot boxes, gacha moments, or player elimination. You'll see cats, wildflowers, bamboo quilts, fishing villages, renovated homes. The win conditions are about asterisk expression asterisk, not domination. The trend traces to games like Splendor Resource Engine Building that feels meditative rather than aggressive and technoco. A panda tends a bamboo garden with zero meanness. But 2021 to 2026 is when cozy became its own category. Cascadia's 2022 Spiel des Jahres win, that's the International Board Game Award like the Oscars of tabletop, gave the whole movement credibility. Major publishers started greenlighting cozy games. Amazon's algorithm noticed burnout-conscious buyers. Designers realized, oh, we can make games where losing is asterisk impossible asterisk. And the community exhaled. Why now? The pandemic fractured our relationship with competition. Streaming culture made cozy aesthetic asterisk visible in ways it wasn't before. You can watch someone play Cascadia and immediately feel the calm. Gen Z is rejecting meritocracy in a lot of subtle ways, and games where everyone's experience is valid, where your specific path through the game is as good as anyone else's, slots into that hunger. Cozy games let you collaborate with people you love and make something you own. That's a profound shift from the game nights of even 10 years ago. A cozy game night, a warm light, good company, no stress Calico. Quilting cats and the game that proved cozy could be deep Calico is the gateway cozy game. And it's nearly impossible to explain without you seeing it. You're a quilter laying hexagonal fabric patches in color groups of blues together or patterns that speak to each other. And as you complete these little color families, cats come and sit on them. Cats are attracted by your own aesthetic choices. The game ends when the quilt is full and you score points for buttons which you collect as you form color groups. Cats, 3 per major color group, and completion bonuses. Everyone scores simultaneously. No one is beaten. Here's why it works. It feels like a puzzle box where you are making the box. Designer Kevin Ross, via Flatout Games and Alderac Entertainment Group, built a game where every decision is genuinely meaningful. Do you prioritize the cats or the buttons? Do you build safe, tight color groups or take a wildcard patch and hope a cat shows up? And yet there's zero cruelty in the outcomes. You are trying to make something beautiful and it is asterisk beautiful. Even if you scored fewer points than someone else, your quilt is still asterisk your asterisk quilt and it still brought cats home. At 30 to 45 minutes for 1 to 4 players including solo mode, which is remarkable, Calico fits into a life that's already overstuffed. It asks almost nothing of you except, do you like pretty things? Do you want to make art? Yes, come here. Cascadia, the game that won the world by building ecosystems, not empires. Cascadia is the cozy game that broke through to mainstream asterisk culture in 2022 when it won the Spiel des Jahres Award, which is genuinely the most prestigious board game award in the world. A quiet tile-laying game about Pacific Northwest habitats, beating out every other new release. That's the moment the industry realized. People don't want to conquer territories anymore. They want to make asterisk them. Designer Randy Flynn created a tile placement game where you and 1 to 3 others are building landscape tiles, mountains, forests, water, wetlands, and placing corresponding animal tokens, salmon, bears, elk, otters, owls. The genius is in the constraint. Each animal has specific habitat preferences. A salmon doesn't want to live in mountains. An eagle needs open, high ground. You're not asterisk fighting for these animals, you're asterisk solving for their happiness. Can you make a landscape beautiful enough that the creatures naturally choose to live there? Can you do it better than everyone else? And does better mean anything if nobody lost? The category is expanding because the core game succeeded so completely. Buyers are hungry to revisit this world. That tells you something about what Cascadia means to people. Patchwork. The couples game that's actually about two people making something together, Patchwork, is a two-player-only game designed by Yu Rosenberg, one of the most respected designers in tabletop gaming, where you and one other person are competing quilters trying to make the most beautiful 9x9 quilt. And here's the secret. Even though it's competitive, it feels collaborative. You and your partner move simultaneously through time along a shared timeline, picking quilt patches and placing them in your individual grids. The tension comes from speed and positioning. You're both racing to cover certain parts of your quilt. And if someone places a patch before you can get a better one, well, that's the game. But the tone is intimate. You're sitting across from each other, occasionally frustrated but fundamentally making something with them. At 30 minutes, Patchwork is the perfect post-dinner game or weekend ritual with someone you live with. It's the proof that cozy and competitive aren't opposites. They're just different ways of playing together. The game won't make you feel alone, even if you're playing to win. 2026 is the year new cozy games are proving the category has legs if Calico, Cascadia and Patchwork were the asterisk proof of concept asterisk. 2026 is when publishers are betting hard on the whole genre. Here's what's new. Cascadia. Rolling Hills is a flip-and-roll variant that let players experience that world in a completely different way. You're rolling dice and filling habitat cards simultaneously. A cooperative adjacent experience. Hosey is a beautiful restoration game where you return to your hometown and repair abandoned rooms. No timers, no score, just cleaning, painting, and furnishing spaces with intention. Released on Steam and coming to tabletop, it's a direct answer to the question, can cozy games be about making broken things whole again? Yes, the answer is a resounding yes. Misty Valley, a cozy fishing tale, is a narrative fishing and farming game in early access, exemplifying the emerging subgenre of cozy games where the asterisk story of restoration is the point. You inherit your grandfather's fishing cabin and bring a valley back to life. Fishing, farming, town revival, all meditative, all beautiful. Publishers are watching these releases fly off shelves. The 2025 to 2026 Board Game Trends report makes clear that cozy games are no longer a niche. They're a major category with affiliate velocity, an Amazon algorithmic weight. Younger collectors are pivoting from dungeon crawlers to handmade nature aesthetics, and the publishers know it. Why you should care? If you've ever felt guilty for not enjoying the game night where everyone is trying to destroy each other, cozy games are saying, you're not broken, you just want something different, come home. How to pick your first cozy game and why the choice actually matters. It teaches fastest, plays shortest, and the cat mechanic really is designed to make you smile. Solo play is full and meaningful. It's the gateway drug because it works. The puzzle is deeper, the aesthetic more subtle. If you're going to recommend one cozy game to your skeptical aunt, it's Cascadia. You're making a ritual with someone, the game expects that intimacy. A whisper of a pro tip, come sit. Pick the one that matches asterisk your life asterisk, not the one everyone says is best. Cozy games are about permission. Permission to like what you like, to play the way you want to play, to sit quietly with people you love. Pick accordingly. Why cozy board games are winning. And what it says about who we are right now in 2026. A game doesn't have to have a winner to be fun. That's extraordinary. 20 years ago, that would have seemed impossible. Games are about winning, right? Competition, strategy, one person standing on top. But a generation of players grew up with engagement metrics, burnout, the constant pressure to achieve. And they looked at board games and thought, why are we doing this here too? Cozy games are winning because they're ethical. They don't punish people for playing, they don't tell you about at social interaction or strategy. They say, here's a beautiful world, you and your friends make it more beautiful together, that's all, no stakes, just beauty. In a culture obsessed with optimization, cozy games are a small, radical act of refusal. The numbers back it up. Amazon's 2026 algorithmic recommendations heavily favor cozy games for mental health conscious buyers. Twitch streamers playing cozy games have loyal, engaged audiences. Discord servers dedicated to Cascadia and Calico are active and kind. These aren't niche games anymore. They're what people asterisk want asterisk. So if you're thinking, maybe I'd like to play a game where I don't have to be good at anything, where the point is just to sit with someone and make something beautiful. You're not alone, you're part of the fastest growing category in tabletop gaming. And you're in very, very good company. Final verdict. Here's the softly spoken truth, cozy games aren't just a trend. They're a realignment of what games asterisk mean to the generation playing them right now. For millennials and Gen Z exhausted by competition metrics and the constant pressure to win, cozy games offer radical permission. You don't have to dominate anyone to matter. You don't have to be the best. You just have to sit quietly with people you care about and make something beautiful together. That's enough. That's everything. If you're choosing your first cozy game, start with Cascadia if you want the award winner and the elegance. Start with Calico if you want the most approachable cat-powered entry. Start with Patchwork if you have a partner and want to build a ritual together. All three are genuinely excellent and there is no wrong choice, only the one that matches your life right now. The 2026 board game landscape is shifting. Publishers are releasing cozy games at scale. Streamers are building audiences around peaceful gameplay. Retailers are stocking them prominently. The market is saying, yes, this is real, this is what people want. And if you've ever felt like you are bad at board games because you hated the cutthroat energy or the scorekeeping or the feeling that someone had to lose, whisper this to yourself, you weren't bad at games. You were just waiting for a game designed with asterisk your asterisk heart in mind. Cozy games are here, come sit. There's a place for you at the table, making something beautiful, with no stakes and no pressure and nowhere you have to be but here. That's the revolution. Still deciding? Take the Game Finder, answer 7 quick questions and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What exactly is a cozy board game? A cozy board game is one where players cannot fail, where mechanics reward creativity and patience over aggression, and where the aesthetic is typically nature-inspired, hand-drawn and warm. Cozy games feature no player elimination, no punishment systems, and no scoreboard mentality. Instead, the win is making something beautiful together and everyone leaves the table feeling calmer than when they arrived. Is Cascadia better than Calico? They are different. Cascadia won the Spiel des Jahres 2022 and has deeper strategic puzzle elements. If you love tile placement optimization, Cascadia is your pick. Calico teaches faster, has the delightful cat mechanic, and is easier for non-gamers to enjoy. If you want the lowest barrier to entry, pick Calico. Both are excellent. Pick based on your life, not on which award is shinier. Can I play cozy games solo? Yes. Cascadia has a full, meaningful solo mode. Calico was designed with solo play as a core experience. Patchwork is two-player only, but many cozy games explicitly support one-player experiences. Cozy games often recognize that some people want to sit quietly and create something beautiful alone. What's the difference between a cozy game and a casual game? Casual games are easy to learn but might still have winners and losers or competitive stakes. Cozy games go further. They actively avoid creating tension, failure states, or moments where someone feels left behind. A casual game can be competitive. A cozy game is fundamentally non-punitive. Casual is about ease, cozy is about kindness. A cozy board game's good for gift giving, exceptionally good. They're the perfect gift for people who don't think they like board games because they don't require a competition mindset or cutthroat strategy. They're also great for families with kids ages 8+, couples looking for a ritual, or anyone dealing with burnout and needing permission to slow down. Will I get bored of a cozy game? Depends on what you're looking for. Cascadia and Calico both have high replayability because the puzzle plays different every time. Patchwork's elegance means dozens of plays reveal new strategies. But if you're someone who needs constant theme variation or escalating difficulty, cozy games might feel limited. They're designed for asterisk return play, not progression.